Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. I'm Jason.
And I'm Shelby.
And we're excited to be with you today as we talk Simple Truth 39. All righty. Well, hey, happy Monday, Shelby.
We are actually on time this time.
we put it on our calendar. We were on point. We weren't going to let another delay go by.
Yes.
Well, awesome. Know,
the week never gets less busy.
No, it doesn't. And so we're going to get this one out on time. That's a win. Woo-hoo. And we're going to keep it up. Our streak of on time podcast has started over. So we're at one and hopefully we'll get to two. But what are we talking about today? What's our simple truth?
We are talking about simple truth number 39. Don't ever make a promise you can't keep. This is a good one.
It's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. As we were talking before we dove in, yeah, I'd asked you, I said, what is the thing that stood out? What was the one thing that you told me? Well, we're going to come back around to this, but what was the one thing that stood out to you?
Yeah. So what stood out to me while I was reading this simple truth was expectations. And I really feel like whenever we promise something, that builds an expectation. And when we can't reach that expectation, it can be really frustrating for the other person. We're kind of setting ourselves up for failure unless we can actually follow through with that promise.
You know, and it's this is a good point in the context of, do we use the word promise too much? Mm-hmm. I know the first sentence of this chapter here is the word promise has lost some of its reverence in today's culture. And a broken promise is a major trust buster. Mm-hmm. The thing that stood out to me is, as you mentioned, this line here, a promise creates an expectation, is I feel like when we say we promise something to someone, it's a much more personal thing. Mm-hmm. That I would use this word when I have a working or professional or a personal relationship with someone. Like, I might not say that to somebody who I don't really know. I'm not going to go around and use the word, oh, I promise I'll go to the next window and pay. I promise I'll do... It's there's definitely more connected to the relationship part, which I think connects really well to the frustration.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think, you know, the majority of us probably would say, I promise to do blah, 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 unless you already had that kind of trusting relationship, I guess, maybe. But I actually saw a quote about promises, and I really liked it. And I want to know your thoughts on this, but it's from an unknown author, so I don't know who this is from.
Unknown's course, making right? another impact.
Unknown, anonymous. Yeah. It said, people with good intentions make promises. People with good character keep them.
People with good
intentions
make mm-hmm. promises. People with good character keep them.
Now, what do you think about that?
That's a big one. But I think it connects back to the personal element.
Yeah.
If Steve were to say to me, Jason, I need you to send this email, I'm not going to say, I promise you I will. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the behavior.
Yeah.
I agree with that statement. Intention only goes so far. Mm-hmm. And I can say to you all I want, but my intent was, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't make things right.
Yeah.
But the character is, now I'm doing it because I told you I would do that. I promise you I'd do that. So again, to me, it seems like it's a bigger thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that quote at you and see what you would say. I just liked it.
It's a good quote. I like that one.
Yeah.
Say that again.
People with good intentions make promises. People with good character keep them.
Yeah, I just think that's so, I mean, that's good. It's a great distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Connects so much to when we talk about trust.
Yeah.
Building effective relationships. If I'm somebody who goes around and utilizes the word promise, saying, I promise you I'm going to do that, I promise you, but I don't ever do it, then I'm damaging the relationship. I'm, you know, the integrity of who I am is diminishing because of that.
Yeah. And I guess ultimately damaging your character as well. So, yeah.
So I want to go back to the statement here. It stood out to you, and I think this is so good. Mm-hmm. So for those that are in the book, we're on page 103. A promise creates an expectation. When that expectation isn't met, trust is broken. So be careful when you use the word promise. Only say it if you have a surefire plan to make something happen. Mm-hmm. Promise creates an expectation. Again, and I love that they use the word disappointment. The line right above it, remember the disappointment you felt, because again, we take it personal.
Yeah.
It's more of a personal word, right?
Yeah. And I know, you know, I was talking to you earlier about expectations and how even in our personal relationships, we get that where we have an expectation of what's going to happen. And if those promises that we've made probably a long time ago aren't kept, it can break the trust and become frustrating and just really hurt the relationship, I think.
Personally
and professionally.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. This very much, you know, carries over into our personal life. We were talking about that, and I'm guilty of it too, as a husband, you know, saying to my wife, I promise you I'll do that, when in reality, I'm just looking for a buffer for some extra time. Right. But then your viewpoint of it was what?
Well, whenever, you know, like Monty and I have anything going on, well, okay, the expectation from this promise has not been met. I'm really frustrated now.
Well, right. But it creates a breakdown.
Yeah.
Again, when, you know, you are here, I promise you I'm going to do that. The bar's been set, right?
You expect that's going to get done.
But in defense, when I say I promise I'm going to get it done, I don't recall ever doing like a timeline.
It could be 10 years from now, but I promise it's going to get done.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Okay. Well, I guess women out there, we need to be more specific.
I'm just getting myself in trouble. That's what I'm doing. So,
well, I can't, you know, I'm not going to lie. I also am guilty of that. So,
yeah. Yeah, I know. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. All right. What do we do with this? So how do we help ensure that we're making reasonable promises?
Yeah. So some of the tips that they give us in this simple truth is, one, to make sure you have the resources like time, money, tools, people, etc., needed to fulfill your commitment. You don't want to make a promise if you don't even know the plan of how you're going to do that. The next tip is to pinpoint how the promise connects to your core values, so you'll have this sustained motivation to follow through. What do you think about that one?
Well, I think this enhances, it furthers the dialogue around core values. It starts with us. Like so many other things, we talk trust, we talk accountability, communication, conflict management, all of these skills starts with us. We have to have clarity into who we are. We have to know what our values are. What is our mission? What is it that we're doing? What do we stand for? Mm-hmm. You know, I go back to the question that I'll ask coaching clients and other teams, where I'll say, what do you want to be known for? What do you want to be known for? And then what do you want your team to be known for? Do you want to be known as somebody who makes a promise that you can't keep? Or is one of your values, maybe integrity or commitment or dedication or honesty, whatever it is, then if that's what you say you are about, then make sure you're following through on your promises. Because if not, I think that's actually going to even have more damage.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
So the third point is identify the risks to your relationship should you fail to deliver on your commitment. I think this is one we need to spend more time on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think people, and I may be way off base on this one, but I think at times, especially at work, people don't put the right amount of emphasis on what a failed promise will do to the relationship.
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth looking into, okay, if I don't keep this promise, if I fail on this, what is going to happen? You know, could it be that this is the end, this is the straw that broke the camel's back, and now no more chances are going to be given? Is it that now I'm not going to be able to, you know, have certain projects given to me?
Yeah, or different opportunities. Yeah.
And I think back to also what President Hawkins said, and that, like, once you burn a bridge of a relationship, that's going to hurt you in the long run.
Mm-hmm. You know, 'cause you never know when that's going to come back around, right?
Yeah. I love what he said there. But yeah, definitely recognizing what could happen is very important.
Well, and I think it's putting more value on the relationships that we have at work.
Yeah.
You never know when you're going to need someone, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. And then the last tip is write the promise on your to-do list or calendar so you don't forget. So just a recap of these tips. So if you want to really think about how can I ensure that I'm making promises I can keep, first, make sure you have the resources. And I'm going to add to this, make sure you've got clarity around what it is you're actually making a promise to. Number two, pinpoint how the promise connects to your core values so you have the motivation. Number three, identify the risks to relationships. And number four, write it down. Make it visible. Keep it in front of you so you don't forget. It's very easy for us to get distracted, sidetracked, all that good stuff. So write it down.
Yeah.
So Shelby, let me ask you, if you were to sum this up in a sentence, thought, whatever, what would you say?
Yeah. So my thought of, like, summarizing this would be promises lead to expectations, and expectations can be broken, which leads to less trust if you do not fulfill those promises.
Yeah, I love that. I would make the case, and I was going to use that statement of promises sets an expectation, but I think I'm going to go back to the relationship. I think we need to place more value on our relationships and maybe add a couple extra points to those that work, right? To say, hey, I got to make sure I don't damage this.
Yeah.
But overall, what we know is the damage that can be done when a promise is broken.
Yes. Yep.
I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Creating Us podcast. I'm Jason.
And I'm Shelby.
Until next time, take care.